Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 81 entitled, Why Am I Not at Peace? I am reading from the book of the Song of Solomon. I ask the Lord to prepare my heart as I read this because I know that this is His love song to us. In the hopes that more people read or listen to this in the way that He is presenting it to me, you will experience such a strong and intimate closeness with Him that it is unfathomable to the carnal mind. In the Amplified Version, it presents who is the actual speaker at that moment, giving clarity to the script. The second chapter starts with the Shulamite bride. I am the rose of the plain of Sharon, the lily of the valleys that grows in deep places. The bridegroom, like the lily among the thorns, so are you, my darling, among the maidens. The Shulamite bride, like an apple tree, rare and welcome among the trees of the forest, so is my beloved among the young men. In his shade I took great delight and sat down, and his fruit was sweet and delicious to my palate. He has brought me to his banqueting place, and his banner over me is love, waving overhead to protect and comfort me. Sustain me with raisin cakes, refresh me with apples, because I am sick with love. Let his hand be under my head and his right hand embrace me. Song of Solomon 2, verses 1 through 6 of the Amplified Version. I want to break down these few verses. The Holy Spirit imparted to me that God sees you as beautiful and unique, no matter who you are. You were formed in the womb. He sustains you. You are a rare individual, a precious gem. He is showing us that His love for us is so great, more deeply intimate than we could ever experience from any other being. As we sit in His presence, He feeds us, providing nourishment. He hovers over you, putting a protective hedge around you, permeating you with love, providing protection and comfort. Imagine being hidden in the love of Jesus, knowing that His love is impenetrable, so peaceful and pure that you can be vulnerable without the worry of betrayal, lies, and deception. You enter into a state of rejoicing, of celebration, without fear. The Spirit is showing me that when you're walking in the love of God, when you are truly healed, you are able to love others. This love is independent of their actions, opinions, or attitudes. They will not have the ability to take away from your love because it is not of them. This does not mean that you should not have the boldness to say, "I have to love you from a distance, guarding my heart with all diligence, but it will not deplete my love." This favor comes from a higher source, a love that cannot be destroyed. Something that you should keep in mind as your relationship with God progresses is that it should become more intense. You should feel discontent, vexed in the spirit, when you are deprived of intimacy in Him. In the sixth verse, she describes how He should embrace her. The Spirit just spoke into my heart this parallel. There are times when we feel we walk hand in hand with God. He walks in front of us like a cloud by day. He walks behind like a pillar of fire at night, just as He led the Israelites, preserving us. When she says, "Let his left hand be under my head and his right hand embrace me," what stood out was the inwardness of what the Holy Spirit imparted to me. Everyone is familiar with the poem entitled Footprints. In it, the man questioned where God was when he was going through all of the trials and tribulations, and he could not see those footsteps in the sand. God replied, "It was then that I carried you." God was carrying him when he was unable to bear the situation. But even this is not as intimate as him putting his left hand under your head and embracing you with his right hand. The Spirit then brought to my remembrance his relationship with Moses. It is written, "And he said, Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision, and I will speak to him in a dream. But it is not so with my servant Moses. He is entrusted and faithful in all my house. With him, I speak mouth to mouth directly, clearly and openly, and not in riddles. And he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" Numbers 12, verses 6 through 8 of the Amplified Version. God spoke with Moses as a friend, face to face. This analogy is to confirm the affinity, the communion that God has with Moses. The embrace establishes the significance of this bond that he wants with each of us. When we get to this place, and in this place is where I am striving to be every day, we will be unstoppable. When Jesus healed the woman with the issue of blood, it was her faith and his love that allowed her to receive the virtue that emanated from him. Just by touching the hem of his garment, she had to get to him, knowing that when she touched him, she would be healed. His love is so strong, it is the driving force for supernatural healing, the transcendental way to become whole and healed. The love of God is powerful. The Shulamite bride begging her bridegroom, "Keep protecting me because this love is like something that I have never felt before. Continue to pour into me, to feed me, cherish me." A synonym for cultivate and nourish. This is comparable to the manna that was given to the Israelites. Let me confirm this in the spirit. Jesus replied to them, "I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me will never be hungry. And the one who believes in me as Savior will never be thirsty, for that one will be sustained spiritually." John 6:35 of the Amplified Version. As I continue to read, the bridegroom says, "Oh my dove, here in the clefts in the rock, in the sheltered and secret place of the steep pathway, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice. For your voice is sweet and your face is lovely." Song of Solomon 2:14 of the Amplified Version. God is telling you he wants to see you. He wants you to be vulnerable with him. Talk with him. He cherishes and honors this closeness. There is no way that hate can conquer love. The enemy will deceive you and has fooled many into thinking that love is weak. This is a lie straight from the pit of hell. This is why it is written, "Love never fails. It never fades nor ends. But as for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for the gift of special knowledge, it will pass away. And now there remain faith, abiding trust in God and his promises, hope, confident expectation of eternal salvation, love, unselfish love for others growing out of God's love for me. These three, the choicest graces, but the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13:8-13 of the Amplified Version. The Holy Spirit is giving me a new revelation. We never lose this peace and joy, this love that surpasses all understanding. It was just laying dormant inside because it has been there from the beginning. I got to sample it, but I needed to learn how to cultivate it and how to share this love. To further solidify its indestructible nature, think of Elisha. When a man was being buried, they let him down into the grave, and when he touched Elisha's bones, his life was restored. That power was so strong that it was still able to raise from the dead. It is why the prophet was able to do so many miracles. His zeal for the Lord unlocked a powerful anointing that can only come from God, channeled through the love of God. Likewise, peace and understanding can only be attained through love, this pure but rare form of love. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.